Do you quickly stop praying, or do you persist even when you don't see your prayers being answered? This is Friday, March 8th. A man named Kent Gross had a stroke that left him legally blind. He lived that way for 4 years and even became a recipient of disability pay. However, in July of 2019, his church in Albany, Oregon, hosted a visiting pastor who prayed for Kent's vision and for the healing of his eyes. It was remarkable that afterward, indeed, his eyesight was slightly but noticeably improved. But this wasn't the last time they prayed. They kept praying on 3 different occasions, and the result was that his eyesight was healed completely. Just 2 months later, his ophthalmologist was shocked to discover the degree to which Kent's eyesight had improved, so much so that he had to re-examine the records of his case. Kent told his ophthalmologist that he'd been prayed over at Valley Christian Church. His doctor told him that not only was he no longer legally blind, but he would also no longer qualify for disability pay. Kent could see the people at the church whose faces he had never seen. He also was able to return to productive work for a local nonprofit organization. Now, as I read Kent's story, which has been quite well documented owing to his disability claim when he was blind, I wondered, would we keep praying? You see, for Kent, complete healing didn't take place until he had received prayer a number of times. Now let's go to our text for today. This is Mark chapter 8, verse 25 to 26. Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't even go into the village." Now it's a surprise to hear those words, "once more." Jesus prayed for this man twice. Mark does not tell us why, but we understand what it means to have prayers answered, right away. More often than not, I feel like my prayers are not answered, or perhaps God's answer is no. Why would God want us to continue to pray when no answer has come? I've heard that question many times. Also, people ask, why do I need to keep praying? I've already spoken to God about this. He already knows. But as we look at this miracle, and also at our lives, we see that more is going on. We may be at prayer for the answer, for the healing in this case, but God is in it for the relationship. One day when Jesus was teaching his disciples about prayer, he said this, "Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" That's Luke 11, verse 11 to 13. I think it's beautiful that Jesus directs his disciples to the father-child relationship as he's teaching about prayer. This is how we must come to see prayer, as a child going to his or her father seeking help, seeking care and protection. Now, my kids are all grown up now, and they have lives of their own, but I delight to hear when they call, and my daughter, she still calls me Daddy. I love that. Jesus says, if you've seen a loving father, you know that he wants good things for his children. So how much more does our Father in heaven want good things for us and give good gifts when they come to him asking? What I find in my life is that I do not ask quickly, and I do not keep asking. In a sense, this is the opposite of what is most helpful for us. Instead, we go to our Father quickly, and we keep going back again and again. I know a man prayed over faithfully by his church elders for 10 years before he saw significant healing in his life. But then it did come. And when I heard his story, I had to wonder, well, would I have kept praying like that? The good news is that in the process, this man received grace upon grace from God. He also received the answer to his prayer, and he received far more along the way. He became convinced of the Father's love for him and the Father's desire to give him good gifts. So keep praying, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. That's what I love about Kent's story. Now Kent no longer carries a white cane. He also can read stories to his grandchildren. That's a beautiful thing. And as a result of what happened, his entire church became more open to the work of God in their midst. I hope that's what happens to us. Let's pray. God, we too easily give up. We try everything before coming to you, and then we expect you to act right away. But you are patient and faithful. Help us by your Spirit to pray without ceasing. For in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.